Türkischer Angeus Nasa. We find a lot of the sugis here about the dinner being Megarisha Chareshes. Woman without das, can it be Megarisha? So we find the Gemara comes out that yes, Yochanan Ben Nuri questions it at the Mishnah. Well, Maisa, we have the Edis from Yochanan ben Gudgada, that a Chareshes, even if she was married min HaTorah, because either her father married her off when she was a Katana, or she was married when she was a Bekachas, and only afterwards she became a Chareshes. So even though she's married min HaTorah, a Chareshes could be divorced. And the Mishnah, Gemara is contrasted with a shota who's a complete shota cannot have gerushin. So what's this chilek between gerush and shota? So the Gemara tells us there's on Kufyut Gimel two limudim about what das is needed for a woman to be divorced. So the Gemara tells us the Beir of Yanai, they dashed Vinasan Biyada. The Pasuk says, Vayiket Vinasan Biyada. Therefore, Stafka, a woman who has a hand. Whereas Shota, she doesn't have a hand at all. Because she doesn't understand what Gerushin is. Meaning a hand, Misha Yeshla Yad Lagarish Atzma. Meaning she has she understands something what a get is, and she could be Shomer her get. Not, there's no Vinasan Biyada. So she can't have a Gerushin. Then the Gemara brings the Beir Rabbi Yishmael. They had a different drasha that by Gerusha the pasuk says Vishalcha Mibeso, sent her out. Vishalcha, sent her out. So Vishalcha Misha Mishalcha Ve'ena Chuzer. So it has to be when he sent her out that she gets sent out. She understands. She has to understand that she is being sent out. If she doesn't understand she's being sent out, it doesn't work. And therefore, a complete shota cannot be divorced, but a chareshes, so she doesn't have complete das, she's not a complete bas das, but she's also not a shota, she doesn't completely not have das, and therefore she understands enough that she understands what a geushin is, and she's able to figure out, even though she doesn't hear things, but she's able to be figured out from this piece of paper she's getting that she's been divorced, she's got it, she understands what that means, and therefore she could have geushin. Now the Gemara brings these two drashos, two different drashos, and the Gemara does not suggest there's a nafkamina between the two drashos. I can definitely hear that there's a nafkamina. One is that she has to have a yad, no to hold a get, and the other one is that she has to understand that when she's divorced, that it's over. What's happened, that she's lost her husband. Okay, they could be the same time, they could be about the same time, maybe they could be a little different. Okay, yeah. Oh, so you could put it on her head too. That's in Gittin, you could put it on her head. What about a woman with no head? anything you could, yeah. Anything, anywhere that she could be shomrit would work. So, but there's a nafkamina, there's one nafkamina. You have Danny?
When Rabbi says that she has to have a yad, but I'm saying we don't need her das, I'm saying why don't we care about the rest of the yad? I'm saying in the context that.
Right, because the whole idea of a get is you're giving it to her hand, that now she has a get, and she could use this and remarry. You know, the pasuk says, "V'nasim yada v'holcha v'haisalish acher." And with this get, she could now go and remarry someone else. But if she doesn't understand that, so the whole mice of geirushin doesn't apply to her. That's not called a yad. It's a physical yad, but it's not doing what a yad is supposed to do. That's what understood. Yad means that she's shomer right there.
She needs a yad for
kinyan ishus.
I'm saying kinyan
gerushin
could be
balkorcha. Right. So the emphasis there's a gemara that asks v'nasan biyada by a katana. How is that bechlal v'nasan? Let's say a katana is yisoma. So v'nasan biyada, how does she have v'nasan biyada? She can't remarry. A katana says no, but she could hold it till she's a gedola. So she has to have that ability. And that a katana has. She doesn't have das, but that's enough. She has that much. Fine. But there is one nafkamina, one very big potential nafkamina that's spoken about in Tosus here, that what if this girl has a father? Right? She's a chereshes, but she's also a ketana or a nara. By ketana or a nara, the father could receive the get. You don't need her to receive the get at all. Right? If she's a... she has no das, okay, but she's not a bogeris yet, and therefore, even if she would have no das whatsoever, what would the din be? So if you say the miyat is from anasim biyata, so Mela Ashota can't receive her get because she doesn't have a hand. Okay, so she doesn't have a hand, he can't do it. But give it to the father. The emes is Ashota, who's not a bogeris, anyway you'd give the get to the father. Fathers, it could be macabre. That's so great. She doesn't have a hand. Who cares? Look at the father. But if the miyat for a shota being miskareshes is from v'shalcha, that he sends her out, mishum v'shalcha ve'ena chozeres, so mamela, he can't send her out. The shota doesn't understand anything. He could maybe send the father out, the girl's father out, but so what? The get is between him, l'char. I'm just saying l'char now. It's not. L'chara, the get is between the husband and the wife doesn't understand what divorce means. So the male, there's no sheikhus to v'sholcha mibeso. So that's a possibility to be mechalik. It seems that Rashi perhaps goes with this, because Rashi says in Gittin Samach Dalet, he says when we find that a shota can't have gerushin, someone who doesn't have das can't have geirushin. He says that is talking about, he says, even al yedei aviha. Even the father, can't have geirushin. And he gets that from a Mishnah. The Mishnah really sounds that way. The Mishnah gets in Samach Dalet, it's talking about a ketana or a nara. How do they receive the get? Do they receive it themselves, or do they receive it, or does the father receive it, or could either the father or the daughter receive the get? That's what it's talking about. And then the Mishnah ends with the words, V'kol she'enu yichol lishmar skita enu yichol l'skarish. It just says, she can't be miskarish. So says Rashi on that. Says Rashi, he thinks this is telling us that even if there's a father there, she can't be megureshes. B'chlal is no sheikh to the gershon. And Rashi quotes the pasuk, Shenemer v'shalcha mebeisa misha mashalcha v'ena chuzeres. He b'dafka quotes the pasuk of v'shalcha, and l'chayra is going to v'shalcha to tell me that, yeah, it doesn't make a difference she has a father, it's very nice she has a father, but l'maisa, she has to be shayach to v'shalcha mebeisa. She's not shayach v'shalcha mebeisa. There's no way for a shota to have a gerushin. That's what Rashi says. Tosus here is cholik. Tosus on Kuf Yud Gimel is cholik. He says, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Gemara doesn't speak out. This sounds like such a big nafkamina. How is it that the Gemara doesn't speak this out? There's really a nafkamina between the two drashos. He says, no. He says, Pashat to him that, he quotes Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Beferish by us. The Yerushalmi says, Yesh la'av yechola chola hu lishmar skita. It says the Yerushalmi going on Debei Rav Yana is Rasha, but Nasir Viyad is Rav Chaz, a father, so he could be Makabal the Get. It says, the Tosh says, he sees it's Yerushalmi. Ad is a drasha of a Shalcha, Mishalcha and Mechazeris. He says, no, Avad is no Nafkim, the Gemara would have pointed that out. So what does it mean? It means that no, Enechinami, the Shota doesn't understand Geyushin, but her father does. Her father does, and the get is given to her father, and the father understands what this means, and al yedei the father, he makes sure she's mashal, that's called mashal chavena chozeres, because the father's her boss, and he makes sure that whatever that means, she's ena chozeres. I don't know exactly what it means, ena chozeres, what does that mean? But that she, okay, she doesn't really understand, but he's keeping her, now she's the marriage is off, and he makes sure that fact is respected, or whatever it means, he'll marry her to someone else. So the Shalcha Ben Chazeres goes on the father. Fine. Now Rashi Lechot didn't hold that way. He holds, no, once we have Mashal Chavein Chuzeres, that's between the husband and the wife, and the father has nothing to do with this. It's interesting, Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi, Shtarka kasha. He says, Rashi, you're violating a basic principle in Geirushin and Kedushin, which is V'yatzav Ahaysa. There's always a klal that we're makish Kedushin to Geirushin, and therefore they should be the same. The male, just like a one-year-old girl, one-year-old baby, is shaykh to a maisa kiddushin. Kiddushin works. There's no minimum share for kiddushin. So too by get, it must be that it works. How can you say that it works? That the father could be Mekadosh's daughter when she's a baby, but he can't be Megarish, can't receive the get for her. It doesn't make sense. Geirushin, if you do kiddushin, you should be able to do geirushin, the same way you do the Kiddushin. Therefore, he says, you're going against V'yatzav Ahaysa. He says about Rashi. It doesn't make sense. How is this? How can you say that Rashi? Well, for Rashi, what you could say is that it's not that way. And that's what Pnei Shua says. Pnei Shua writes this in Gittin. He says, no. V'yatzav Ahaysa, so that's a general klal that we like to say that Kiddushin and Geirushin are similar. But by Geirushin is a din of V'shalcha Mibeso. Right, v'sholcha mibeisa. It says v'sholcha mibeisa. That's what a get is. It's a communication between the husband and the wife. Right? It says v'kasavla. It says v'kasavla sefer krisus v'nasim v'yada. When it says v'kasavla, who's that talking to? You have to write it l'shma. It means he's right to the get l'shem his wife. He doesn't write the get to his father-in-law. Right? No one says that. That's something interesting. I never saw anyone say that. That even a that by katana, when it says v'kasavla, means you should write for your father-in-law. I'm divorcing myself for my relationship with my father-in-law. No. It's right, this pashana. It's v'kasavla is going on Isha, and that's what it is. It's a communication between what Geirushin is the husband sending out his wife, Mamela. That's only Shayach. That's something that's true by Geirushin. What about by Kiddushin? No. Kiddushin is different. By Kiddushin, it's a Kenyan, and the father can marry off his daughter. Right? It's almost like selling something. It's a Kenyan to Gedin, and therefore, okay, the father could do it. We can't learn to Geirushin because Geirushin, the Torah tells us, Geirushin is something different. It has to be Shalchmi based. He has to send her out, and therefore she has to understand what's going on. Without her understanding, it's just not going to work. So it's different, you know, different by nature. You know, it's always true. Like, you know, it's like we have, we learn Shlichas from Geirushin to Kiddushin, right? Kiddushin's Alayde Bia. It's not Alayde Shlichas. Why? Because that's not the nature of the Maisa. The nature of Kiddushin could have Shlichus, but it has to fit with the nature of the Maisa. So in a Chinami, a Shota could have a Geirushin. In principle, she could have Kiddushin, she could have Geirushin, but you just can't have a Maisa, because it just doesn't work. There's no way to communicate. We have to communicate to the Shota, and therefore the male doesn't work. Now Rabbeinu Tam is very interesting, because Rabbeinu Tam is saying against this. It's interesting, because how did he understand things? It's funny, like, the Maisa, the Torah says, v'shalcha mibeisa, v'kasavla. That's what a get is. You're sending her a letter, sending her out. Like, how do you do that with the father? Right? He didn't even really understand what exactly is Rabbeinu Tam talking about, you know? The way his words in Tosfos are is that alidei ha'av, she's not going to be chozeres. That makes it that she's Eina Chozeres. Like what? This is the big Tosfos on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. What's he talking about? What do you mean that she's not Chozeres? What was she Chozeres in the first place? Like, we're talking about Shota, okay? So she probably doesn't understand what Kedushin was. She doesn't understand what Geirushin is. Anyway, by Kedushin, before Nisuin, there's no difference in her life. She could still be living by the father's house. And what do you mean that the father makes it she's not Chozeres? We know that? How do I know? Maybe the father's in a different country? Maybe he's not a good father? Maybe he's not going to... Like, what's the Vishalcha going on? So just say, L'chayr of Pshad and Rabbeinu Tam is that he has a very fundamental machlokas here with Rashi. Rashi's understanding, Geirushin, is between the husband and the wife. Rabbi Tam's saying no. It's Yatzav Ahaisa from Kedushin. One day old daughter could have Kedushin, the father could be Mekadosh, so too one day old daughter, the father could receive Geirushin. The pshat is that Rabbi Tam's understanding that just like Kedushin, right, it says it's beating the Sati Lishazah, the father is giving his daughter. So the get is between the Baal and the father. That's who it's between. V'shalcha mi'beisa. So what does v'shalcha mi'beisa mean? It's not between the daughter b'chlal. It's between the husband and his father-in-law. So v'shalcha mi'beisa means that, okay, it's your daughter, like a bailistika din, it's your daughter, and therefore I'm throwing your daughter out. So, okay, so he takes his daughter in the same way that she leaves, the father takes her out. The same, the etzem gerushin is working between the father, the Baal and the father, and the girl's father. Rashi will say not that way, right? Rashi will say no, it's not like Kiddushin. The pshat is, by its nature, that they're severing, they have a relationship, and they're breaking the relationship by him talking to her. It's interesting, there's very basic machlokus by a get. That's very nogea. This is, you find in Kiddushin, the Gemara tells us on Daf Tes in Kiddushin, the lashon of a shtar Kiddushin is bitcha mekudeshesli. When the father is mekadesh his daughter, they shtar, the husband writes in the shtar, bitcha mekudeshesli. Your daughter is mekudeshesli. That's the lashon. Not hare at mekudeshesli, but bitcha mekudeshesli. L'chayr, because who's the mekadesh? Who's the miskadeshes? It's the father in his role as the bailim on the daughter. What about by a get? If the father is receiving a get on behalf of his daughter, what's the nusach of a get? So there is a ran. The ran says, ran in Kedushin, on that daf, he says, by get mistam is the same thing. Al derech Rabbeinu Tam, yatzav haisa, the same thing, you write, bitcha megureshes mimenu. However, many have shown him, right, that this is not the minhag. Apparently the minhag was not this way, not like this ran, and every get, even when it's given to the father, the nusuk is hareat megureshes mimeni. So the Truma Sedeshan writes this, he says there's the minhag and avada. He says every get, there's no such thing as a get of bitcha megureshes, always hareat megureshes mimeni. And many wrote like that also. The Radvaz writes that, Ralbach, Amrami Pano, many wrote this way, and they wrote that this was the minhag. This was the minhag that people didn't, this round was not being done. And they write a very Pashan Hezbollah. They say, get is nothing like Kiddushin. He says, even when a father is receiving the get for his daughter, it's not Pashat that Gerushin has anything to do with the father. He says, it's completely, all it has to do with is the daughter. And they bring a ride from this, that we find that the Gemara refers to the father as the shliach of the daughter. It says when a katana or a nara are divorced and the father receives the get, the Gemara says the father receives the get as a shliach of the daughter. The Gemara says in Gittin Chaf Aleph, the Gemara says we find shlichus bal karch. We find there's one shliach who works even against the will of the mishaleach. And what is that? The Gemara says that's a father. Father works as a shliach for his daughter to receive her get, even if the father doesn't want it, even if the daughter doesn't want this get, afal pikin it works. You see, there's such a thing as shlichus balkarch. Okay, whatever, that's no geya. But you just see from that it's not pshat the get is with the father, it gets with the daughter. It happens to be the daughter, when she's young, her eager hand is the father's hand. The father is the parent, the one with full das, the responsible party here. So therefore, he's the one who's going to hold her get for her. So therefore, the husband should give it to the father. But that's the one being receiving the gerushin is the daughter herself. Oh, so that's machlokas here. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes in Seder HaGet, he says to be choshesh for both ways. Whenever a girl is being divorced by her father, you give two gittin. That's what he says. Beis Yosef says to do. He says you give one get that says bitcha megureshes mimeni, one get saying hariat megureshes mimeni. And the side is basic machlokes. It's basic machlokes of really what geirushin is, right? In Rabbeinu Tam's conception, geirushin, like kiddushin, it's a kinyan, and it's done by the Bailam. Lefi Rashi and the Shum Sadesh and Lechor is a different conception. The conception is that it is a message of the husband to his wife saying, stay away from me, I'm throwing you out. And that's the side of what Geirushin is. And therefore, the Nusach will always be Haret Mekureshes Mimeni, and the din will be that a Shota can never receive Geirushin. Okay. So that's my focus here. There's another interesting Nakuda here, in the fact that a Chareshes could be Mekureshes. So the Gemara says, Chareshes could be Mekureshes, and the Gemara makes a whole point of this. It says, Rava says, from the fact that a Chareshes could be Mekureshes, I see from here a big deal, a big thing, that really there's no dibur that's necessary between the Baal and the Isha. He doesn't have to say anything to her, because if he had to say something to her, a Chareshes can't hear and it wouldn't work. So the fact that Chareshes Mekureshes, we see this aside, doesn't have to say anything. And therefore he says, if the Baal would, before giving the get, find two Edim and tell them privately, I'm going to give a get tomorrow, and I mean for it to be a get, but it's hard, my wife's impossible, how am I going to get her to receive the get? So I'm going to tell her that it's a birthday present. Oh, so that's what he does. The next day he goes, he says to his wife, can't see shtar chov zeh, I'm giving you a shtar chov. You know, this is your present, you could collect this, it's worth money. She unwraps the shtar chov, finds that it's her get, she's megureshes. How do we know that works? It shouldn't work. Oh, because from chareshes. Gemara says from chareshes. So l'chor, this Gemara seems to say at face value is that you don't need any das on behalf of on the side with Sa'ad the Isha of what's going on. And therefore, he doesn't need any deeper. He doesn't have to say anything to her. Now, she'll get the message. Chareshes is b'shal chavein achazer. She will get the message. Not necessarily at the time she's actually given the get. She still thinks it's great. She's, you know, maybe she puts it away and she's all excited and she's going to open it up with her friends later and see what's a nice present. Her husband's coming around. But the mice, you don't need any deeper. So there's a big shayla on this. The big shayla is that there seems to be chazals for favors against this, that an integral part of a get is saying hagitech, is saying this is your get or harayat megureshes mimenu. That's a real part of the geirushin. So you find in the Sefri, it writes on the pasuk with Shalchem Ibeisa, it says, from here we see that if you give a woman a get, and you say kansi shtarcho, if you don't say that it's a get, it says it's einu megureshes, and it says until you say hagitech, until you tell her it's a get. So, and it says, why should never v'shalchem ibeiso? So it sounds pretty clear that v'shalchem ibeiso means he has to give it to her as a get. Say, this is your get. And through that being v'shaleach her. There's some verbal component of geirushin. You find this also in Mishnah in Gittin, Mishnah 9 Ches. So it says cases like this. It says if you give a get and you don't say that it's a get, it says if afterwards, after you give it to her saying this is a present and it turns out it's a get, it says a get, and it says, but so you have to tell her hagitech. You have to say the words hagitech. So it's interesting. It doesn't say you have to, what does it mean? If it just meant that if he doesn't say anything, you think maybe he's not giving it to her as a get. So l'chaira, it should say that if you didn't do that, you have to, the get's not a good get. You have to take it back and give it to her properly. Say, letting Edom know that this is real get. It doesn't say that. She just says, after she has it already, you just have to add to her, that's your get. At the moment he says that's your get, it becomes a geirushin. So it sounds like a deeper is really an integral part of what's going on here. The Mishnah also says there about a person who gives a get to his wife, but his wife's sleeping. She's asleep, so gives it to her. And she wakes up and discovers it's her get. The Gemara says, it's not a get, the Mishnah says, until he says to her, that is your get. It's a good nesina to say get. The get is, beside the nesina to say get, is a good get. But what's missing is he didn't say, halgitech. He didn't say, areat megureshes, or something like that. So he didn't say, it's not good. So we see that Diva really is a part. So how is our Gemara saying, oh, achareshes is megureshes, and you see you don't need Diva. Right, so what could he say? You know, maybe say the Sifri is arguing our Gemara, but our Gemara seems to go like Ki'ilu, there's no serious cholik here. It's funny that point should really be a machlokas. Like, what's pshat? So there's Balamar. There's a lot said about this, but we're just going to talk about the Balamar because I think that's the straightest, most clear pshat here. He says the pshat is not. It says the shalchmi beiso. It says his lashon is the shalcha sheyotze hashluchim mipiv. The shluchim should come out of his mouth. Ola edim ola isha. He says our gemara really shouldn't work. He's not saying it to the woman. He does have to say it. He has to say, "I'm sending you out." Just it could be to edim. It doesn't have to be to the woman. To say to Edom, that works. That's why it works. So he says to the Edom, I'm sending out my wife tomorrow with a get. He just doesn't say it to the woman. The woman doesn't have to get it. The woman doesn't have to get the message. That's what's like chareshes. But still, we need the shalchmi beiso. So that's what he says. It's a little bit of sounds a little funny. The shalchmi beiso, but I'm not telling the woman. I'm telling the Edom. Says Shalchmi Beisel, like what exactly is going on. So just to explain, I'll just say as Hakdama, there's an interesting point in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says something that's really hard to understand. The Mishnah says the Chareshes could receive a get, and it says Rav Yochanan ben Nuri was bothered. He says, why should it be different? If a Chareish can't give a get, because it has to be Pokeach, so why should the woman be any different? She should have to be bekachas. Why should a chareshes be able to receive a get? And he asks as a kasha. And the Gemara sounds like he really even held by it. That was his shita. It doesn't make sense. They should be the same. They should both have to be pekachim. It makes sense. If the baal should be a pekach, she should be a pekach. And then the Gemara says, no, the chum says, no, he says, you can't learn one from the other because it's a chilek. Because the baal is megaresh only the ritzono. But the Isha is misgareshes even against her will. And therefore, there's room to say there's a chilek here, and therefore we hold that there is a chilek and that a woman could be misgareshes even if she's a chareshes. So it sounds so strange. It sounds like there's like a lumdish back and forth going on. Obviously, there's no lumdish here. Well, what's the lumdish? Everybody knows in Yiddishkeit that Gerushin has to be Mratzin the Baal, does not have to be Mratzin the Isha. Everyone knows that. And therefore, of course, if you need Ratzin, you need Das. If you don't need Ratzin, so then you don't need Das. Like, what's like this whole Lamdasha? Why should it be the same? And of course, it's not the same. And we're not even saying, oh, since she doesn't need Das, therefore it's Pashat, Achareshes Miskareshes. It doesn't say that. It says, therefore, there's room to be Machali. So the Chodesh Pshat is the Gemara's brother, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, was saying, says, Shalcha mi beiso, send her out. And if you send her out, they both have to be pekachim. If either one is a chayrish, meaning the husband can't talk and the wife can't listen, so you can't have a shalcha mi beiso. You just lost it. So the Gemara is saying that, no, since we know that the woman is miskareshes bal karchach, therefore, you need a shalcha mi beiso. But it's a one side of Shalcha Mibesa. Mitzah the Maisa Geirushin, she is not a player. She's not a player in the Maisa of the Geyushin. She has to be able to get the message in the end of the day, but she's not a player in the actual Maisa Geyushin. It's one-sided. It's Vishalcha. He is sending her out. Does she get it? No, not in the Maisa Geyushin. Will she get it later? Yeah. But in the Maisa Geyushin, it just has to be an act of husband sending her out. He has to send her out. Mitzad him. So Memela, what comes out? A Chareshes could be Miskareshes. And so too, if he told Adam, I'm doing a Maisa Shlichas. When the Maisa I'm giving her a get, it's given, I'm throwing her out. But if it's not done that way, if actually when he does the Geyushin, he doesn't do it in a Vesholcha Dikka way, so then it's not going to work. That's what the Sifri is saying. When you give the get, it has to be a tsura of Mesholcha Mibesa. And just to explain like where this a little bit more, it's interesting, the Gemara says that, hey, that if a man gives a get to his wife and he says, Eini Bailach, when he gives her a get, he says, I am no longer your husband. It's not a good Geyushin. So why not? Because it says, Shalch Mibesa. But so what? Lamaisa, he wants a divorce. It's clear he understands this get is divorcing her. He's giving it to her. So what's lacking here? So the chayr, what's lacking is that it's not just a get. It isn't just that he knows this is a ritual, you know, a Jewish thing. You do this action, and that absolves the marriage. And I didn't. The Torah says, Shalch Mibesa. You have to send her out. That's what it is. It's not just a formalistic type. It's an act of Shalach Mibesa. You have to understand, you're sending her out. So in Mele, if the Tzura of the Geyushin is not for Shalach Mibesa, you give it to her and say something that does not sound like you're sending her out. You know, you're giving her a birthday present. Or she's sleeping. If she's sleeping, that's not sending her out. You gave it to a sleeping person. So then you have to add in Hagiteich. You have to add in words to give meaning that you're doing Mishalcha Mibesa. But if you did that, you spoke this out with Aiden before, this is Mishalcha Mibesa, just my wife's not going to chap. The Chareshes, he says, I know, I'm doing Mishalcha Mibesa. He's saying Hagitach. She doesn't hear anything. Mitzad her, she's not hearing. But Mitzad him, it's Mishalcha Mibesa. So L'chayra, that's the pshat, is that Mishalcha Mibesa. V'shalcha mibesa, you need a v'shalcha mibesa. But since Getz Baal Karcha, Chazal understood, when the Torah says v'shalcha mibesa, we have to reinterpret it. Because since the woman's not a player in the Geirushin, we can't make it that it has to be v'shalcha mibesa mitzah the isha. V'shalcha mibesa is mitzah the isha. Mitzah the Isha, what do we need? We need that she's v'sholcha v'ena chazeres. We need that not in the Maisa Geirushin itself, but when the dust settles and she understands what happens, she understands the musar that she is divorced. So that's the chayra. That's the chayra of the mahalach here. Okay, all right, so next week we'll, hopefully we'll finish the parak, maybe start the next parak. I'll just say something next week about the whole. This is beautiful sugya here at the end of this parak about the whole sugya of chinuch and katan ochel nevelos is all from this this little sugya here at the end of the parak. Okay, all right.